we're almost to the end of the hour here, so I'll quickly cover the last case. Regulatory compliance, I think it's, you can probably see it from the other examples I've given, but it is being addressed quite directly. Whenever companies need to submit evidence that they're in compliance, and this often involves, you know, reams of paperwork, but it's just today based on, you know, wet signatures. And with SSI, that audit log of proofs, verifiable credentials for whatever activity, whether, you know, anything from supply chain to here we're specifically calling out things like GDPR compliance, where notice and consent can be digitally recorded, all of the proofs, and then audited, and even have automatic, have digital agents doing real-time ongoing verification that that is being done. And the example I want to cite here is, again, a presentation that was just given at Hyperledger Global Forum by the team from GLEIF, the Global Legal Entity Identifier Foundation. If you're not familiar with LEIs, they are an identifier that of any legal entity of any kind, any business or corporation partnership, doing business in any country, any place. It's an ISO standard that was happened after the 2008 financial crash. And to simplify largely financial regulations worldwide, but now adoption is picking up in many different jurisdictions because of the advantages of having an identifier for businesses that can cross regulatory boundaries any place in the world. And what they showed there was that what they call the GLEIF chain of trust, and this is what they've already done the POCs on this. They've done one based on Sovereign that Evernym was helped with. They've done one based on Ethereum that the EU4 team at Consensus provided the software for. So they're showing that this chain of trust is will work with any underlying blockchain or verifiable credential type. So the ultimate the overall issuer is GLEIF, a nonprofit foundation based in Switzerland, headquartered in Frankfurt. They will issue verifiable credentials to what they call the LEI issuers or LOUs around the world. There are about 35 of them that are authorized to actually then issue LEIs to individual legal entities, and they will now begin issuing digital LEIs. That's what they're calling them. It's a verifiable credential of the, not just the LEI, but of the associated metadata that describes your business. It's about 20 different attributes that are, you know, universal for describing a business. And the digital LEI will have all of that together with the LEI number and be signed by the issuer. And the last step is the one that they said was quite important in this presentation, and it is basically you know, the last mile, which is an entity will now be able to issue a verifiable credential linked to its LEI that of the different roles within it, a CEO, a CFO, a controller, an HR representative, basically any official role within the company will be able to have be issued a verifiable credential, and the associate, and in that they can publish a public key such that the person in that role can sign digital documents and show the provenance all the way back up the chain. So a regulator, for example, can have entirely you know, digital evidence signed and verify not only that, you know, all of the digital documents are valid under that signature, but that that signature was produced by someone from the registered entity all the way back up to GLEIF. So they're extremely enthusiastic about this. They are GLEIF is sponsored by about 60 regulators around the world, and they showed this last fall, and it basically got a big thumbs up to go start and turn this into infrastructure that can be that the LEI issuers can start rolling out, and they want to have that start happening in 2020 so that there are at least, I think the goal is at least three or four issuers that are issuing digital LEIs in this coming year.